Hello, English Programme here with me, Steve. Oh dear, hang on, let's turn this speaker thing off. I mean, I've been broadcasting for about 15, 20 years. I still don't know that you should turn the speaker off when you have the microphone on. But there we go. You can, you know. Anyway, moving on. This is the English Programme. Steve's radio show at hotmail.com is the place to write into with your comments, your views, your suggestions, your criticisms. And by George, we don't half get them. Feel free to write in, okay? Or you can leave a little comment on our Twitter-rooney, twitter.com/English Radio. I do apologise if the quality of this particular audio boo is a bit iffy. We're using the cool edit, but it keeps sticking, keeps freezing. Not too sure why. But we're having a few problems here. Well, I think we're always having problems, but in particular, we're having a problem with a sticky thing. Okay, right, moving on from that, I have some press releases here from the Mayor of London. As you may be aware, we do have a podcast which we haven't updated for quite a while, but every so often we do read a press release from the Mayor of London's website, because they're always announcing, you know, various things or happening. This one here from the 14th of July, Mayor secures £1 billion a year affordable homes package for London. Grassroots sport in capital receives further 12 million boost. All these really positive stories about getting the people of London involved in doing things in a much more imaginative way than the big society thing. What they do here is far more interesting. And so we do like to feature these things on our podcast. However, something very serious is a statement from the mayor on the phone hacking, which I want to read. There's the one from the 14th. The spokesman for the Mayor of London said, "The Mayor has had a very frank discussion with the Commissioner, lasting nearly an hour and a half. Sir Paul Stevenson reassured the Mayor that the investigation at Scotland Yard is proceeding as swiftly and thoroughly as possible. He explained the circumstances of the hiring on a part-time, short-term basis of Neil Wallace and agreed with the Mayor's suggestion that Lord Justice Brian Leveson should now be asked to take a specific look at these arrangements, not least because the public needs to be reassured that this was not appropriate." That was on the 14th of July. This is from the 17th of July. Boris Johnson, the Mayor of London, said, "It is with great sadness and reluctance that I have tonight accepted the resignation of Sir Paul Stevenson as Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Service. I'd like to stress that I have absolutely no reason to doubt the complete integrity of Sir Paul, and I believe him to be a fine, passionate and committed public servant who has done a huge amount of good for our city. Sir Paul believes, however, that the phone hacking saga now threatens to become a serious distraction during the run-up to the Olympic Games. He has persuaded me that someone else should now be allowed to take his work forward so that the focus can return to policing and bringing down crime. I should like to pay personal tribute to his outstanding leadership at the Metropolitan Police. He has helped to bring crime down by 9% in 3 years. He has put more officers on the beat, protected safer neighbourhood teams, and increased patrols by 1 million a year on the streets of London." So, a glowing tribute there to Sir Paul Stevenson from the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson. That was on the 17th of July, 2011. It was yesterday we got that. Both of those statements there from the official website, Greater London Authority, the GLA website, london.gov.uk. Your comments, please, can be sent in, as I said before, to Steve's radio show at hotmail.com. Thanks for listening.